$500 or more on car insurance.
Time is 7 after the hour. Another conversational, convivial connection with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us later on. Some interesting Medicaid ideas out of Arizona where they're considering a tax on you if you smoke, if you're overweight, etc., etc. There may be something good in all of that. We'll talk about it. As a matter of fact, the story behind that story is a part of what's new at DougStephan.com today, where there is a continuing overview of input on the Southwest Airlines plane and the hole and the flights that have been canceled and yada, yada. You're going to be affected by that. You can check it out at DougStephan.com. Now, Richie, there is something inherently interesting for you at DougStephan.com today.
Oh, yeah? What is that?
The story of a new breakfast beer.
Set
to debut in New Zealand, causing a bit of controversy, promoted as breakfast beer because it apparently has all the nutrients in it that you need to start your day well.
Really?
We all know about how important it is to have a healthy meal at the beginning of the day. So somebody has created a beer that has all the ingredients, the essential ingredients that you need to have in your breakfast, your whatever the goodness is in cereal, the vitamins, the minerals, all the things that we
5.5% alcohol, too.
That's pretty
way
stiff.
To get your day started.
Yeah, that's a little stiff,
nah,
isn't it?
Nah, not really, nah.
Five, but we used to drink 3.2 beer at Heidelberg.
Yeah, I mean, a Miller Lite's going to have a 4.5 type thing, but a good dogfish should be 8%.
Dogfish? What dogfish?
It's my beer du jour
beer,
nowadays.
You like it.
It's a microbrew, and they have three. It's out of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, which is where we go in the summer. Always have, and they have a microbrewery there. And then now they have three restaurants around here. But it's a national microbrew. You can buy it in your stores, your good beer stores anywhere around. And it's just a it's a good beer. And they have a TV show on the Discovery Channel.
Wow.
About brewing
who would have
beer.
Thunk?
Yeah.
That's a big, it's a habit.
They have
habit.
One
it's
beer.
A nice little hobby, yes.
They have one beer that they only brew and they only release. It's very limited once a year. It's 20% alcohol.
Mm.
And it was $18 for a bottle. And a couple of buddies of mine went up and we were able to get a bottle. They only sell you one bottle.
One bottle.
Yep. And you have to drink it at the bar. You cannot take it home.
Really?
It's good stuff, but man, whew, it takes a while.
Phil Gooper.
That guy.
No, Phil
Lempert's brother.
Phil Lempert, who is the supermarket guru, is not with us this morning because he is here in Florida with me delivering a State of the State address to the supermarket chains of the world, having a convention in Orlando. Everybody goes to Orlando for the conventions. Why would you go to Orlando? You get distracted by all the other things. Why don't you go someplace like Omaha? That'd be a good place to have a convention.
Omaha can't handle 15,000 people blowing
so
in town.
Where else can
Vegas,
you have Atlanta?
Orlando, New York, New Orleans, Washington.
Too many distractions.
Los Angeles.
Too many distractions. So anyway, Phil at DougStephan.com today has information on how essential iron can be assumed because it is so good for your health, so important for your health. The other side of that is I have too much iron in my system, and it comes out whenever I have blood tests. There's a balance there. We have to ask Dr. Ken about what is the right balance for iron in your system because it's you don't want to overdo it. And by the way, if you're taking ferrous oxide, ferrous is the official name, Fe. Remember this from chemistry? How many people remember Fe from chemistry?
Oh, yeah.
Fe is the symbol for iron.
That's right. Ah,
yes.
I didn't remember that.
Hey, you said you had too much iron. That's kind of depressing.
She's so proud of herself.
Oh, my God. Deliver me. All right, reports from TMZ today that the Jersey Shore members, the cast and crew want more money.
Yeah, they're
MTV
holding out.
MTV is trying to limit the amount of appearances each cast member. These people have become most... we were just talking earlier about how Schnucki got paid $32,000 to speak at Rutgers.
Let me tell you something.
An outrage.
They all
want $40,000 an episode now.
They are at minute 13 of their 15 minutes of fame, and they are getting it while the getting is good.
Yeah, and this is a top-rated show on MTV, so they're trying, you know, might as well use your clout.
So in 3 to 4 months, they will be back waiting as waitresses and bartenders and... whatever else they do.
You can bet that given their IQ, they've been spending
no offense to all the waitresses and bartenders.
No. All right. In a moment, Lindsay Lohan and the 911 call. We have it. We've edited out the things that can't be aired on the radio.
Yeah.
And so for those of you who are wondering about this call that was made December 12th, Lindsay Lohan got into an altercation with a staffer at Betty Ford. And it seems to have attracted a lot of attention for who knows what reason, but we'll try to we'll work our way through it and see if we think that there's enough intellectual stimulation here to keep you listening to your radio for another minute or two while I tell you about how to make your eyes look years younger. Lumitone makes your eyes look years younger. Let me repeat that, please, Roberta. Lumitone will make your eyes look years younger almost instantly. Yes, Lumitone is an instant fix, an age-fighting cream that focuses on your eyes. Get it, Jennifer?
Yes.
Focuses on your eyes.
Get it?
To make them look bright, beautiful. You see, I've been around you guys too long. Beautiful, brand new, perfect for bags, fine lines, dark circles, puffiness under your eyes instantly. Lumitone, the anti-aging eye cream, will deal with this problem. Instant shimmer. It reduces the appearance of dark circles right away. Big, 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 big deal. Those bags that you have will fade from view. Lumitone, made with a special peptide that's shown to gradually ease the look of puffiness. It's so powerful. In a study with 4 volunteers, they saw a 40-plus reduction in the appearance of puffiness that is permanently after only 6 weeks of use. So get at it. Today, it's free, free, free. Great-looking eyes, yep. No matter what your age, you will have great-looking eyes. This is hot stuff, I'm telling you. 800-894-3302. That's the number.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Puffs tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for $1.87 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on. April is National Car Care Month, and with winter behind us, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package, plus save on all Michelin tires, and save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of 4. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Hello, I'm David Cordani, CEO of Cigna, a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Cigna. Over the past 17 years, we've teamed up with the March of Dimes to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. Together, we'll continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the people of Cigna and teams from 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Jumpstart your team at marchforbabies.org.
Okay, so before I was rudely interrupted, the phone number for Lumitone, Richie says, the phone number is what's important here because you can't order it if you don't call them, 800-894-3302, okay? Get rid of the dark circles, fade them. Rich, you'd be well served to take this number and call this.
No kidding.
For the free bottle. It's just free. The anti-aging eye cream that's
just free.
It's
just my
free
price.
800-894-3302. Okay, so this Lindsay Lohan call that was made in December, this is her in the room at Betty Ford, as I understand it, confronted by this woman, and she throws a phone or something at her. What do we know about this other than what we've read? Anything? She was reeking of alcohol, said the lady.
She snuck out and was drinking?
They were trying to sneak out. But from what I've read on some of the YouTube posts, Lindsay didn't sound drunk and apparently didn't smell of alcohol, but the two people she was with did. So let's listen here again.
Hi, this is the Sheriff's Department. We've got a 911 call from there.
Hello?
What's going on there?
Hello? I'm sorry. I'm really uncomfortable with the woman that's in our house. I've never seen her before. She's freaking me out.
Okay, what's the address there?
She's a check on Daisy Lane. What's your name? I'm sorry.
Hello?
Name,
officer. I am definitely willing to speak with you as long as she gets off the phone so that we can talk. Come. You're discharging, Kelly.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, no, Lindsay, you need a second. What? Because I'm hearing, now I'm getting ready to file charges on you.
No, get ready to be sued.
Get ready to be sued.
No, what I want is to be treated the way I am treating you. But you obviously, you're not.
So the 911 person, just the phone
just
took
out. Just listening. All right, let's jump a little further into this.
Okay, this property belongs to the Betty Ford Center, as you probably already know. We had three ladies in one of our houses that snuck off and jumped over the wall.
Okay, so what's your name, first of all?
My name is Dawn Holland. I am a chemical dependency tech.
And you work there?
Oh, yes.
And what was it that happened?
What happened is we had three ladies to just hop over the back wall and leave. And they just got back about 20 minutes ago.
All right, and then we go a little bit further in, and I think...
not allow one of the patients, her name is Kelly, wants to talk to me in private. She won't allow it. She keeps busting in rooms, pushing me, barricading between the two of us, telling Kelly, don't say anything, don't say anything.
Where is she at right now? Where is she at right now?
Is it my understanding that these charges were dropped last week?
Yeah.
Don't I remember reading that someplace?
Yes. Lack of evidence, yeah.
So what are we playing this for?
Because it's the first time that anybody's heard it.
Yeah.
But it didn't come out.
L.A. County released it.
Oh. After the fact.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They can't do it while it's still being investigated.
No. This is really important stuff, folks.
Well, the thing that comes out for me is, as a celebrity, you can't do anything. That woman was so quick to sue.
Yeah. And that's the first thing she said. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
And that's why it was thrown out of court.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's our Much Ado About Nothing segment on a good day, 21 after the hour.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
From the 46th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards, Steven Tyler and Carrie Underwood performing Undo It. I didn't realize that Steven Tyler was a country act.
He sounds pretty good, though.
All right, here he is with a song that a lot of people are talking about called Walk This Way.
Undo It is the new song but from her, but Walk This Way is an old, old, old Aerosmith song.
I don't get his being there, other than he's, you know, the fruit flavor of the day as American Idol.
This is cool.
Yeah,
Las
I like
Vegas
it.
Last night, the Academy brought in a lot of performers from other groups, other genres. James Taylor, Rihanna, Aerosmith, the frontman, Steven Tyler there.
I find it amazing. How old is Steven Tyler? What, 60?
60-something,
I mean, yeah. He can still do this.
What?
That's amazing.
These guys that were
amazing he can
like
still talk.
Jay Black with still being able to hit
and
the high notes
still,
for the American.
Yeah, I mean, when you've been doing that for 40 years, you must just train your vocal cords to...
That's amazing.
All right, so let's go through a few of these other performances. Here is Miranda Lambert. Is she singing The House That Built Me?
Like to thank Tom Dove, Miranda Lambert.
Let's get to the single. Single of the year goes to The House That Built Me. This is the actual performance, I think, Richie, isn't it? 421?
Thank you so much. I love The House That Built Me. Alan and Tom, congratulations on rocking
where is this,
the song
where is,
of the year.
Performing. We need performing.
Crazy. These are all people accepting their
thing. All right, so forget about it. Interesting.
Here's Rihanna and Jennifer Nettles, California King
one.
Bed, if you want that, Doug.
Yeah, go ahead. Play that.
Side by side, you were sleeping next to me, arm in arm, dusk till dawn, with the curtains drawn, and a little laugh now on these sheets, so how come when I reach out my fingers, it seems like more than distance between.
So the show is hosted by Reba.
Yep, and Blake Shelton.
Isn't she one of these people? We were talking last week about the people that don't need a last name.
Yes.
Isn't she one of those people? You don't need a last name. When you say Reba, sure. You know you're talking about Reba McEntire,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. There are not two Rebas, that's for sure.
If you say Carrie, you know you have to have Underwood.
You do.
You do.
She was the
Rihanna,
American
the one
Idol.
Namer, though.
Yeah. I think she's pretty attractive, Carrie Underwood.
You love... Oh, Carrie or Reba?
No, I like Reba a lot, too. Yeah. Okay, so this is the big deal for those who like country music. There are some of the purists who weren't happy because there was too much non-country in the program.
Steven Tyler singing Walk This Way.
Well,
for example,
it's very Grammy-esque, yeah. Though. The Grammys always match people together. So I think
I mean, but they had a country artist singing with Steven Tyler, so that makes it fit.
All right, so let's see here. Cultural happenings of the weekend. Charlie Sheen, his tour opens with Boos. A lot of people seem to think he was pretty confused up there. We have the Kids' Choice Awards, went to Miley Cyrus, Johnny Depp, and Larry King. Is in the news today. Did you know that? He's going to start an international radio and television career. He thinks it's time for him to go international.
Just what we need to represent us around
the
world.
That's right. Well, represent.
Not, bad. He just... he was
Saudi
on
Arabia, course. You're on the air.
Beijing. What's next?
Yeah.
What's next, actually, is Peter Gordon. Peter Greenberg. Greenberg is here at 28 After on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Although there was some improvement in this arena last year, lost and stolen baggage continues to be a real problem for air travelers. But there are some solutions out there. Companies like TraceMe and iTrack offer products to help track down lost luggage. They provide ID tags with a unique serial number and a toll-free number or website. So if someone finds your lost luggage, they can report it, and it gets back to you. The luggage company Tumi has a similar program. If you don't like broadcasting your personal information, then you don't have to put it on your suitcase. But you could do just as well with a durable luggage tag and simply include your name, email, and phone number. Then there's a tool called Pocket Finder. It's a device that can be hidden in your luggage and relays its GPS coordinates if necessary. It's not a cheap option, about $130 for the product, plus there's a monthly fee. Or you can do what I always do. Ship your bags ahead of time, and the shipping company will be able to track and trace the luggage should something go wrong. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by... Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now 33 after the hour now, 27 before the new hour, actually. It's Rich and Jennifer, Roberta, Doug, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us a little early this morning because there are a lot of things in the world of medicine, things to talk about, things that you ought to know other than just the headline. What's the story behind the story? There is at DougStephan.com today, Dr. Ken, a story, and I think we touched on this on Saturday. The Medicaid program in Arizona, I know we did. As a matter of fact, I think we started with this, considering attacks on patients who smoke and are overweight or who live a bad life. Time to start paying more, and it's only $50 a year. What does this do to the focus on the problem? Does it get people off of doing things, the bad stuff? Is this a good thing?
Well, in so many of our insurances, for example, auto insurance, we Yep. give a deduction, a savings to those who are good drivers, don't have accidents, watch the rules. Why don't we do that in healthcare? Why don't we use the carrot, not the stick, and give savings to people who watch their blood pressure, cholesterol, their blood glucose, their weight, and give them a deduction? But what the governor in Arizona is trying to do is for people who are already getting handouts from the government for their health care because they seemingly can't afford it. I'm not talking about the disabled, those just who can't afford it. If you're not listening to the doctor's instructions, if you're smoking, if you're overweight and you're not maintaining your diet, she's going to charge you $50 extra a year. And this seems to me to be a reasonable thing. Yes, if you're disabled. Yes, if you have a medical condition that even following doctor's instructions, you're still obese, you're still having problems, then we shouldn't tax those people.
All right. So this is a good idea. If people have to take responsibility for their own actions. And so many people don't. They want to pawn it off or they want to become victims or whatever it is. You're not a victim. If you haven't tried everything you can to stop smoking, if you haven't really looked at what you're eating and how it's affecting your body and your health, you're overweight,
why should you get off with sort of the same rates that I do and Ken and Richie and all the rest of us who are taking care of ourselves? The Medifast Eye is a pretty good example of how we've decided to take care of ourselves. What are you doing to monitor and be aware and change your living habits? You're not doing anything. At the end of the day, you start costing all of us money. I have $50 a year. Doesn't sound like a lot. And I'm somebody who doesn't like these things. Normally, I don't like. I did like taxes on cigarettes, and I do sort of think, although I want to know where the money is going. I guess that's the other thing. Is it really going to help defray the expenses that that people have to come up with? The people who are going to cost the system more, that money needs to go into a separate account, doesn't it?
Ken? Well, if you're on Medicaid, tax money is paying for your health care. So those of us who...
Well, the tax money is your money and my money.
Correct.
It's our money.
Exactly. So yeah. The people who are getting Medicaid are getting money from the rest of us who buy our own health insurance. And all the governor is saying is that these people are going to put a little bit of money into the pot if they don't follow doctor's instructions.
Yeah. Okay. So that story is at DougStephan.com. Also, Phil Lempert is focused today, Ken, on essential iron and how important it is to your health. But there's also a danger because we have too much iron in your system. That's not good either, right?
Absolutely. There's a theory that women wait to catch up to men for the number one killer of Americans, heart disease. Most women, when they pass the menopause, will then reach out and surpass men with regards to heart disease, a little dirty held secret. And one of the theories for why it takes women longer to catch up with men is because they have a monthly period and they get rid of iron. Mm-hmm. Iron is important if you measure your levels and they're low, because if you're losing blood, you're going to lose your store of iron and then you can't make enough blood to carry around the oxygen in the body. But if your iron stores are adequate, it's very dangerous to take extra iron because you can promote coronary disease, the thing that causes heart attacks. You can do your liver in. So if you need iron, take it, but only take iron if your doctor measures your levels and tells you your levels are low. And if they are low, then start hunting for the reason why you're losing excessive iron.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert here in the Good Day program, here with us a little early today because there are a lot of medical stories that are important from weekend research. Here's a story, a study, if you will, of a heart valve that's being implanted without surgery. How does one have a heart valve that gets put into your body? Elderly patients, especially apparently, Ken, are using this, a little incision that goes up through your groin. I never have understood how you get from your groin to your heart or your arteries. How does that all work?
Well, we showed your circulation. Spend a day with me. We could show you. This is very exciting. My father at age 87 decided that he didn't want to have open heart surgery to replace the exit door of the heart, the aortic valve, one of the four heart valves, the ones where it gets obstructed, it won't open up and the blood can't exit. Death occurs, heart failure before death. And what was announced yesterday at the American College of Cardiology, a lot of cardiologists meeting this week in Atlanta, is the possibility of replacing this exit door, the aortic valve, not with open heart surgery where you crack open your chest, but actually by doing it through a catheter, a tube that's inserted in the groin, your arteries. Put your hand on the side of your pelvis down near your groin, you know, where the place the doctor usually places his hand, his or her hand.
Or the TSA agent when he's checking you if you don't want to go through the X-ray machine, that same thing.
And you can feel your pulse down there where the doctor usually checks for a hernia. If you just move out to the side a little bit, there's an artery there where the blood moves away from the heart. What is done is a tube is fed up through that artery back into the heart fluoroscopically. And what is being reported this yesterday is that they put a little valve at the end of that tube and insert it where the aortic valve won't open up. This is very exciting. It's still not yet ready for prime time. It's still very experimental, but it's a great hope for those who are unwilling or unable to have open heart surgery.
So how expensive would something like this be? And Is it too early to figure out sooner or later it has to be paid for by insurance?
It's way too early. The valve is not even yet approved by your favorite organization, the FDA, and it would have to be approved by the FDA before any true human human series were done. This is purely experimental, done in a university setting under medical research guidelines.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us. We're going through some of the important medical information from the weekend. Interesting report, important report, looks like, on autism. For a change, it's not about how you get it, but how you treat it. You know how I get off on the autism thing with the shots and that sort of, there's nothing new to that argument. But there is an overview of the problem, how to recognize it. Almost 1 in 100 get autism these days, and some people have called it an epidemic. The problems that you have communicating, relating to others, it's sort of standoffish. Oftentimes the hyperactivity and the anxiety that's associated with, is that what leads to low IQs? Because a lot of people who have autism don't have high IQs, maybe for some obvious reasons and other not such obvious reasons, Ken.
I think you just pointed out to it that they're obvious. Some are obvious, some are not so obvious. And this is an area where we just don't know enough about. There are treatments available, behavior and communication therapies, educational therapies, and some medications help to improve the condition. But it's a very broad area, and there's a spectrum of severity. So it's just not one item, and that's why it's very hard to characterize these children.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us. We're talking about the latest in medical studies, results of a lot of research, things that you need to know about. As we continue, Dr. Ken will continue with us in just a moment on Good Day, 17 before the hour.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org.
14 before the hour.
Incredible edible egg.
Yeah. Okay. We got it. The eggs have it as opposed to the eyes. 14 before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, and we're talking about some of the latest developments, a lot of news this weekend. Things that will impact you. Recall of turkey sold at Sam's Club. 55,000 pounds of frozen turkey burgers. The meat may have been contaminated with salmonella. How do they find this out? Somebody complains? How would someone, once this stuff is frozen and it's shipped, how would one know that there is some salmonella or not inside the product?
The way you find out is because of the foodborne illness that occurs. A lot of people with nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, dehydration, ending up in the emergency room, and you just have a cluster of illness. And then they go back and backwards try to identify the source of the illness, and that's how these things are discovered by the CDC.
Big research project this weekend discussed the Alzheimer situation, the largest study of its kind, identifying new genes linked to late-onset Alzheimer's disease. What's the difference between what is late-onset Alzheimer's versus, I guess the opposite would be early-onset Alzheimer's disease?
Right. What we commonly think of about Alzheimer's, where you start losing your memory, can't think as well as you get older into your gray years, that's more common. There's clearly genes that are being identified. But unfortunately, I went to school with a gentleman who became a well-known eye doctor in his 40s, started losing his mind and couldn't practice. There is, unfortunately, it's terribly sad, this early onset Alzheimer's. You don't hear about it as much because it's not as common, but it does occur.
I was talking to a friend of mine, a colleague that helps us run the radio station in Tiffin, about somebody that he works with who's in his 60s, and he has no short-term memory at all. Long-term, yep, you can tell you, but he can't remember what he ate for breakfast. Can't remember what he did seconds ago. Is that the sign? Is that what happens?
That is full-blown. It's a spectrum of early onset, and it usually starts. And don't everybody get concerned, because it's common as you get older, you start being forgetful.
Right, you forget things. Right.
But that is a concern. It's a warning when you stop remembering where you left your keys, or that you did something, or having more trouble than you usually do, remembering names. Some of us forever never remember names, but if it's changing, and that's what's key, is being aware of the change. And a lot of people try to cover this up, and it does get frustrating for those who work around these people.
And I saw something that indicated losing hearing would be a sign of this as well. I don't remember where I read that, but I was on a plane the other day. Is that one of the things that's in this?
Yes, because Alzheimer's disease is very much a culprit of poor circulation. A lot of it is due to the same things we talk about, heart disease. And what it's turning out to be discovered is that hearing loss also occurs due to poor circulation. Unlike, I went to see Jersey Boys yesterday, I think I lost some of my hearing. But circulation problems are being identified for a loss of hearing. So it's another reason to actually start looking for heart disease when your hearing is decreasing as you get older.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks that have prepared these MetaFast meals. Richie is a star. Jennifer is a star. Roberta is a star. Ken, we have all these stars on our staff.
Can I add two more stars that I know of?
Yeah.
My wife and daughter have started this, and they're very happy with it.
So what are they doing? They're watching, they're doing the same thing with the meals and that sort of thing?
They just started it, and, you can imagine how difficult this is
for a doctor with a daughter.
But they have heard me talk about it, and on their own, they say, I want to try this. And I said, great. I'll be glad to help.
Everybody in the family maybe gets on this if you need to be on MetaFast. And this is not a crazy focus on all of the blight that is around us, people not really dealing with their weight. But MetaFast keeps it in perspective. 20,000 doctors recommend MetaFast. Fast, simple, satisfying, supported by all their staff. Call 800-506-4115. Lose weight like Richie and Jennifer, Roberta, Ken's family. 800-506-4115. MetaFast.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Turtle Power by Partners in Crime from the original movie Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It was the number one movie during this week in 1990. I remember this movie. Yes, she was all alone with no friends. All right, Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments on Good Day. What do you remember about this movie, Chucker?
I remember going on opening day. It was sold out. I was looking forward to it, and I gotta admit, I didn't like it. It's gone on to have a lot of cult status. It's played at the midnight showings around the country. Still, they're gonna remake that. They're gonna redo that franchise. I believe they're doing it as we speak. There'll be another Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle film sometime this year or next.
It was kind of hokey in its time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The graphics and everything.
Very hokey.
I thought it was very poorly shot.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah.
It made
hokey
a lot of
is
money.
The right word. Hokey is a good word for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings us around.
I know you've seen a couple films this weekend. I just want to say this weekend I rented out my local community theater and invited about 15 people. As I told you, I'm married. I don't have many friends, so it's hard to get people into the theater with me. Don't laugh. It's not funny.
That makes it funnier, actually.
It's interesting. You got to invite about 15 people to have 15 people show up.
Yeah.
I think they think I'm trying to sell them Amway products. But we showed the Towering Inferno projected Blu-ray, and it looked fantastic. And I had a really good time.
But this concept, think about this for a second, folks.
Yeah.
He rents out his local movie theater. So you can get 15 of his closest friends to come watch a movie with him.
This could be a good prize.
He just wants anybody.
Maybe we should give away a pass to your next screening, Chucker.
Yeah. Actually, I was getting a prescription filled, and I asked my pharmacist if he wanted to come, and he showed up with his wife.
And bring your prescription pad, please.
All right, so let's get to our movie results from the weekend. I said to Chuck that I saw Source Code and Lincoln Lawyer. I'll give you my reviews of those two movies in a moment. First, the context of this contest, and there's a little help in the way I've set this up. This is probably pretty easy. We hit this movie about once a year because it is so powerful. It happens to have been the number one movie during this weekend, 1999. We go back to, wow. Here's the first audio clue.
There is no spoon.
Ah, yeah. She's got it already.
Got it.
800-510-8255. But these movies that say are so easy, but then we don't get anybody with the right answer.
Because it was a whisper, the phrase was, there is no spoon.
Yeah. And the reference is to Uri Geller.
Yes.
Clearly right. To Uri Geller. Okay, yes. In the movie. Go ahead, next.
What are you trying to tell me? That I can dodge bullets?
Yep.
Okay. Rizzi's so pleased with himself.
I know.
800-510-8255. No, the answer, you get the swell prize if you haven't won before on Movie Moments. This is fairly, again, I say this and it always jinxes it because last about once a week I
you've
say,
you've never seen
easy.
The movie, which Uri and I beg you to see.
I know,
you've
never
seen it because
movie.
it's spooky.
It's got spooky.
Yeah.
Okay, last clue.
I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible.
That's so righteous.
800.
Sorry, wrong dude.
510-8255. All right, figure it out and give us the buzz, and then we'll give you the prize you get on the air. First person in with the right answer who hasn't won, as I said before, gets the prize. All right, so Chucker, I went to see Source Code, and then I went across the hall and saw Lincoln Lawyer. And I will tell you that Source Code is okay. It's entertaining. It's very short, and it kind of does what you think it's going to do. It's a little hard to follow if you're not really paying attention. You could easily get lost in it. The best part of it is Vera Farmiga, who is with Jake Gyllenhaal and this woman
she's a very good actress.
Yeah, she is. She's very good in this.
George Clooney's co-star in Up in the Air. She's very good.
Yeah, very, very good. So I would give that maybe 3.5 out of 5 if it were me. Lincoln Lawyer is one of the best movies I have seen in a long, long, long time. Matthew McConaughey certainly has reached his stride. Very good. Everybody in it. I just thought the movie was great, frankly.
Matthew McConaughey is a really good actor. He hasn't been in a film for the last couple. This is his first movie in 2 years. He had a baby, took some time off, but he's done a lot of fluff for big paychecks. I mean, you can't blame him. Going to pay him
the
money.
The chick flicks, romance, and stuff. This is a good thing. All right. So how did it shape up this weekend?
The live-action animated movie Hop opened number one, no surprise, $38.1 million. This is what movies are coming to, basically babysitters for children for 2 hours. The sci-fi film Source Code, which you've seen, $15 million. A decent but not great opening. The budget was about $35 million. Jake Gyllenhaal still can't open a movie big. Insidious placed third, a horror film, did $13.4 million. Produced for just $1 million.
All right, Dale, what's the name of the movie?